President Bush signed an executive order today creating a special commission to examine intelligence failures relating to Iraq and weapons of mass destruction. As promised, it is a bipartisan commission featuring some prominent Democrats and a Republican with a reputation as a maverick, Arizona Senator John McCain. In a moment, we'll hear from one of the new commissioners, Yale University President Richard Levin. But first, NPR's Don Gagne has this report from the White House.
Pressure had been building on the White House for an inquiry since former Chief Weapons Inspector David Kaye's revelation that no weapons of mass destruction would likely be found and that pre-war intelligence was wrong. Then the Bush administration let it be known last weekend that the president had reversed his earlier opposition to an investigation. All week there was anticipation the announcement would happen any day. It finally came this afternoon. The president restated his position that Iraq was a, quote, gathering threat to the world, noting that Dr. Kaye had said the same thing.
Dr. Kaye also stated that some pre-war intelligence assessments by America and other nations about Iraq's weapon stockpiles have not been confirmed. We're determined to figure out why.
And that is the task of the new commission. The president was flanked by the panel's co-chairman. To his left, retired Judge Lawrence Silberman, a conservative Republican who served in both the Ford and Nixon administrations. To Mr. Bush's right was a Democrat, former Virginia governor and senator Charles Robb, who is also the son-in-law of President Lyndon Johnson. Other commission members include Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona, Lloyd Cutler, White House counsel to the last two Democratic presidents, and former federal judge Pat Wald, who was a Carter appointee to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Additionally, Mr. Bush named Yale University President Richard Levin and former CIA Deputy Director William Studeman. The president said two more names may be added at a later date to round out the nine-member commission. The president said the panel will not only look into reports of Iraqi weapons of mass destruction, but also at the quality of U.S. intelligence that deals with Iran, North Korea, and other countries.
We're also determined to make sure that American intelligence is as accurate as possible for every challenge in the future. The proliferation of weapons of mass destruction poses the most serious of dangers to the peace of the world.
The president set a March 31, 2005 deadline for the commission, which means the findings won't be known until after this November's election, prompting criticism from Democrats who say the public should get a report before they vote this fall. Democratic Senate leader Tom Daschle said in a statement today that the president is not allowing the commission to look into questions millions of Americans have about administration statements regarding weapons when the president was making the case for war. There are also questions about how independent a commission named entirely by the White House can be. Indiana's Democratic Senator Evan Bayh serves on the Select Committee on Intelligence. He says the commission members named today have the stature to be truly independent, though ultimately he says the American public will be the judge of that. Bayh said the degree of cooperation the panel gets from the White House will be key.
Although the commission that was established to look into the 9/11 tragedy has had some problems getting access on a timely basis to all the information they need. But look, with someone like John McCain on the commission, if he's not satisfied with the level of cooperation, I'd expect you to hear from him pretty quickly and in some pretty loud tones.
The president himself urged all government departments and agencies, including intelligence agencies, to assist the commission's work. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.